Asekura Dudu, I think this was probably one of the first things the trade minister, Alan, should have done immediately, in fact, the government should have done, because you see, the whole idea is governments have to create enterprises, build factories. That type of thinking is age-old 1960 type of thinking. But it is showing clearly that governments in most parts of the world, managing factory. You know, the very things even Nkrumah suffered. You know, Nkrumah created all these mini factories in Aguye. Because again, he even had this whole notion, said state must run enterprise. It never really worked. It has never worked. I mean, in very few areas, now one said people are passionate and maybe, government-sponsored enterprises. It breaks down. Look at these government-sponsored enterprises like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They contributed to the biggest housing challenges, in the economic meltdown in history, not long ago. And so government-sponsored enterprises have always failed, most of the time. I am obviously a capitalist. I'm a center-right thinker. Not the type of thinking MPP people are doing today. I don't think they're practicing proper center-right thinking at all. It's just a politics of avarice and greed. I believe strongly in the private sector. So I thought, when Alan came to power, they should have just immediately dispose of this sugar factory to the private sector. You know, you cut your losses immediately. By the time NDC, they've invested close to $36 million and they were making arrangement for another $24 million to refund the factory. Look, that my year analysis, when this factory idea was started, we found out that way back in the 1970s, at the time, that we needed $90 million at least to bring the factory to scratch and then create an outgrowth scheme. As of now, it's not true that the factory was over budgeted. Obi Awekas had said, or Chantro, they don't even understand the economics behind the whole project. As I've said, the factory needed not less than even $100 million to come to full steam. It's the old starting with 36 need having an ongoing arrangement. You are already wasting your time. It's almost starting here 1 month of paper commission down the line, the thing collapsed. So it was clear from day one that the NDC didn't do their homework well. That's true. But when the MPP came, instead of taking on and probably looking a bit more professional, business like they we are made to believe they are, unfortunately not. Some strategic investor, and I yes, Getty is an interesting man. I understand why he wants to do that, because he feels let me leave a legacy. But Getty, Honorable Abeg, Madam Fu, you know these days we are friends. it won't cut. It won't work. Because, first of all, you need the whole, enchilada. We don't even know the entire economics around this project right now. We don't know how dilapidated, how rotten some of the equipment are. We need a full audit, independent audit. Before Abeka said you my private sector to even have a management contract or lease or whatever, we don't know. That's why it's difficult for us. You're not able to say, we are paying $50,000 a month, or I don't even understand all of that.
There's a company, what management contract? Share factory ni bibia ebekoso ho.
But you see, you and I, we are talking out of thin air. We are conjuring stuff. We don't have the basis to determine whether the management contract was soundly advised. We don't know the economics of the project as we speak right now. We have not done a full audit. We don't have a report. Where will report maybe? Me who in that? So we are not able to tell, given the structural integrity of this factory, we think that if we give a management contract, these guys can inject some fresh capital. Because the management contract is not just, I am a good manager. No. You need to be investing. We need to understand, are they managing just It's a management contract, or they are also investing in money. That's another thing we don't know. Well, we need to know whether they are, how much they're investing, so that we're able to believe whether the $1 million Katie says will get at the end of the year is actually the real money we should be getting. We don't know.
Okay.
In terms of when you know the there's no basis for any conversation about leasing. Because me, if I want to lease, master, all person leasing could pass here. You calculate because it's your money. You use your money to buy the car. To call leasing, I'm a business here now. You better calculate how much for. Before you even determine the price, that's the way it works. There must be a historical accounting of the usage of the property, so that then you can determine how much you can lease it for, and then the rents that will come out of it. Then you get. Are they going to import raw sugar at full capacity? Do you need about 46,000 tons of produce? Mm-hmm. Do they have a marketing plan? What? How much of it that will be? All of this is woozy. So, as far as we are concerned, the conversation has not even started. Intermediate, frankly, I have nothing to believe to understand the figure that I've been thrown about.
Okay, but your thoughts on the $24 million? Ayeka say we are told say is sitting in the Indian Exim Bank. Parliament are approval for the operationalization of the factory. But we are not seeing anything, frankly.
Well, you see, that's also a very that's true, by the way. That's true. That's why I said that maybe the NDC's plan was that they were going to do incremental investments, so that they do 36 million factory, that the 24 barrack or outgrower scheme and all of that. Maybe that's what they wanted to do. I would have advised against the state doing that anyway. I would have immediately allowed the private sector person to get involved. 70% to the private sector, 30% government. That's the way it should be. Some of these things, not like a hospital's currently managing. Then you want to manage a full functional, something that is you have to think carefully, strategically, like a proper business person. The state never works that way. In the media, that's what I'm saying, sir. This leasing conversation is another matter. If you want to do this work, well, if there's a $24 million exit, government should not pursue it. Government should guarantee for a private sector actor to go and take that money. They should even be guaranteed. They shouldn't. They should just point them, okay, scan all their koji, pay your own interest. Come and let's talk. Invest in this project. If it is viable, well, we share the percentages and then we'll go our way. But no, government should not be doing leasing. No. They should just sell the bloody thing outright. I don't see why. Because at the end of the day, it will still come back to this same issue again. I mean, the company along the line felt that actually the economics is not working, so they've abandoned the whole thing. We don't have anything to put on. It is $1 million expectation of $50,000 that this bridge is being abandoned.
My final question would be, sir, we are in election year. About 12 years money away. Commander Sugar Factory, as I said, a year campaign promise from these two major political parties, NDC and MPP. Should this
not
be
all,
another campaign promise?
In fact, I don't know whether Katie brought it up because maybe it's together. It will infuriate a lot of people. As you realize, Commander, for you are going to alienate voters, right? I would have thought they should have just kept quiet and then quietly exit the scene and then maybe about for about no more share. Then they saw the bloody thing. I mean, nobody gains out of this. If there's anybody to probably gain a little bit, it may be the NDC. Because NDC back and say, okay, yeah, maybe see we are commissioning. Yeah, we need that product. And Chebiana, too, if you are buying, we did 36 million, 24 million, so we are around pipeline. Who buy 1 year free? Who can today this one, this thing, one factory? What summary? We spread factories around like toffees instead of focusing on the one that you could have easily fixed. So then you see, as an upper hand, if they want to play that politics. But frankly, either way, look at that, because at the end of the day, if the state had run that thing, trust me, within 5 years, that factory would have gone under. Seriously. For me, I don't believe the state should not be doing this type of things. Vodafone, I don't know, my Ghana, we all know these things. As we speak today, Siga, John Boyd, go ask him. I'm sure he'll tell you what his lament. Most of these